Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Oh, that's
Hi,
good
podcast.
ASMR.
We're having our Capri Suns. Thank you.
Guys, did you actually, apparently they are, this was actually something I did want to talk about. They're not doing Capri Suns in the little pouches anymore.
What?
They're putting
I'm
them in.
Literally drinking one out of them right now.
I know, they're so, yeah, but apparently they're changing it. They're like putting in bottles or something.
That's probably like, because they have to because of the recycling thing.
I know, but I don't want to see
that's
what colour a Capri Sun is.
That's a nightmare.
It is, isn't it?
I like that's what makes them so like unique.
Yeah, you just squeeze them and they're so good.
You know what the thing we used to do with Capri Suns was you used to, after you'd finish it, you'd blow it back up again with the straw and then you'd pop it.
Oh, I've never popped one. Go on. Whoa.
All right, so it's fully thing.
Yeah.
And what I do now, but this won't work. It'll just like quickly flatten it.
Yeah.
But if you do it right, it's supposed to pop. It did not work.
Oh.
Listener, it did not work.
The pouches have all gone woke now. They're just, they're not the same as they used to be. They don't have the plastic straws. They're not poppable. That's a real shame.
The straw fly away though.
Yeah. Anyway, I like the ones that you reseal. I don't need your rubbish. Matthew and Leslie, can we go to the deposit return scheme?
Will you accept, please?
Listen, we have genuinely loads to do.
Oh no, for real.
Callum has organised an interview for us at 12:30. It's
and
10
stuff
o'clock.
In between. And there's stuff in between.
So we've loads to do on Soul Tiller.
Let's go! David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning. What's going on?
Welcome
How are we?
Welcome back, Fiona Frawley.
Oh my God, thank you so much. The most exciting thing that happened to Ireland this weekend.
Yes,
my return.
Yes.
Can't think of anything else.
We will obviously, of course, have to talk about all of that later on. But for now, you did miss something huge, obviously. We will get to what you missed on the show and stuff, but in life,
yeah,
you'll miss something. Last week, I talked about how terrible the cups of tea were.
Oh,
since
God.
You have left.
Okay.
Because we've obviously been getting the new building refurbished and
it's
all that
all
kind of
going
stuff.
On.
It's all go.
What's the problem, do you think? Is it the water?
Well, they were giving us the hot water from like a tap. But like it's like decent hot water, it's supposed to be. It's like one of those kind of
hot
things.
Cold taps.
Yeah, but
like you might have seen the ads.
Yeah, you might have seen them. But they're like specifically hot water. It's like
boiling water. Yeah,
specifically boiling
constantly
water.
There, ready
but
to
then
go.
I was like, no, this is awful. So they then put I didn't ask for this. They put a kettle in. Right?
Okay,
How long? Just out of interest, how long does a kettle take to boil if you half fill it?
Oh God, like
a minute.
Yeah, a couple, maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah.
3 minutes, 45 seconds.
Did you time it?
Yep, I timed it this morning.
Oh my God, that's slow.
They're trolling you with that.
I am going mental here. Like, actually mental. I know it's something so small, but my morning needs to be fast paced.
I know.
You're on breakfast radio,
I'm on
baby.
Breakfast radio, baby.
Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
This is Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. And the last time we saw our Fiona Frawley until right now, I guess was the day of her day two of her wedding.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
A while ago now. Then you went off on your honeymoon. And I know you want to talk us through all that really soon on the show. But basically, as you well know, things move on the show very quickly.
You
might think, geez, it's only a few days annual leave, but the whole thing can shift quite
Everything
quickly.
Everything changes.
So with that in mind, before we proceed on your first show back, we'd like to just bring you up on some of the things that you may have missed. But of course, we'll ask you to guess based on what you're hearing as
oh
what
gosh.
May have happened on the show. We will start with this. I'm going to walk the dog. No, me and Seamus. Me and Seamus. I don't know. I'm going to get on the bus and find some coffee and I'm going to read my book. And what's going on there?
Is this something to do with your Spanish cousin who visited? And was she talking about what she's going to do with Seamus when she comes to Ireland?
You're absolutely correct.
Yes.
Very good.
I know, because that was a really good impression of her, because I met her at my day too.
But that was the whole thing. Emma did an actual impression on the show and it was decent.
It's spot on. It was That's spot exactly on. What she said. Like Patty.
Class. Yeah, Patty, yeah, she's deadly. Yeah.
I love it.
Here we go.
Yeah, that was just the big news. Callum wanted to include that I did actually pull off.
That was slay. That is exactly how she sounded when she came and introduced herself at day two.
Nice one.
Okay, question two. Why did Emma say this about me on Friday?
And just don't cancel Dave today, okay?
Yeah, please.
He's really
wanted his
words.
I think I know why, but I feel like this isn't fair because this is outside information I have. Because
go on.
I saw you guys on the weekend. I think, Dave, you had a big night on Thursday after the match, Ireland winning against Portugal. And I feel like maybe you were feeling fragile in the morning and maybe it could have been like you could have said anything.
Potentially a bit, you know, free.
A bit free, a bit easy.
Loose.
Living young, wild and free.
That's what Snoop Dogg would say.
You are two for two.
Oh!
Incredible.
Like, I'm unreal at this. Back of the net.
Really good.
I can't remember a single what's Dave missed when I was on holidays that I actually got right.
I feel like I'm cheating because I know stuff about you guys outside of the show because I'm a little creep.
I had a big old moan on Thursday's show. What was stressing me out? I just want to go home.
Yeah.
Let me just be on my phone.
I just want to go on my phone.
Did you have to like pronounce something as part of my, like, pronounce some like
a big word?
A big word.
Yeah. Stressing me out.
That's my guess.
Okay, not in this case. It was just one of those weeks, man, just with hosting my cousin.
Of course.
Boxing. Getting the house ready for the weekend. I just wanted to be on my phone.
No, you just want to burst into tears. I was like that in the week in the lead up to the wedding. Everyone was coming to visit and I burst into tears for no reason. But you know what? Sorry, this is separate. When I was coming home from Kilkenny, which stupidly did like a comedy festival the day after my wedding, I saw you driving up from Waterford. I tried to keep up with you, but I couldn't because Emma is a lunatic on those roads. And I was like, oh, she's getting back up for the start of her week.
No,
I was getting ready to go on my honeymoon. Yeah. I wanted to try and drive beside you, but I couldn't. Sorry, I know this isn't relevant right now.
I can't believe you didn't tell me that until right now.
I thought I'd wait until our special moment together on air.
I'm a very, very safe driver.
Of course.
I'm unsafe because I'm too slow. That's the problem.
And finally, what word is missing from this clip that made Emma feel very silly?
Why didn't we have a for so long?
Because of his kind. Sorry,
Alex. Let's move that on there.
I actually know this because I actually was listening to this one day while I was getting ready for the pool.
You really don't get the whole concept of the shutting
I'm
off,
a sap.
Do you?
Yeah. Why
I
didn't
was getting
we?
Ready for the pool.
I'm an absolute loser. Why didn't we have a president?
That is correct.
How embarrassing.
No, it's good to learn.
Why
on
we only
spin?
Have like 10 presidents. I don't get it.
What was happening before then?
Everyone was on a holiday.
Here's Miles Smith, Stay If You Want to Dance. Welcome back, Fiona. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is Spin 103.8. We are Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hope all is well.
Hey.
It's Monday morning.
Good morning.
The crack.
Marie is getting on. What is the crack? Now, something I know about from recent personal experience is paying for a wedding, okay? It's very expensive. You kind of have to...
Whose wedding did you pay for?
I paid for me, and you were there. And, you know, you might have to take on a few side hustles. You're trying, like, maybe, like, pick up a few extra hours. You're trying to get everything in to make sure that you can pay everything off.
Now it's done, Fiona will never do another Nixer in her life.
Absolutely not.
See you later, love.
But someone else who knows about this is Taylor Swift. She, you might not have heard about this, she's engaged to her fella, Travis Kelce, and they have a wedding coming up. And the reason that I think she's maybe taking on a few extra Nixers and not turning down work is because Donald Trump has used three of her songs recently in his campaign, in his, public appearances, in his TikTok.
I was going to say, what's a Taylor Swift Nixer? She produces a Go Loud podcast.
She does, yeah. She voices the Go Dating app. It worked for her. She's got three of her songs. And this is a real, like, it's a big thing. Like, so many musicians have famously come out, and like, if Trump tried to use their music, like ABBA, Celine Dion, Bruce Springsteen, like Olivia Rodrigo, like spanning generations.
Yeah, there's a full list.
Yeah, it's massive. Like, it would actually be a really good playlist. Like, all the artists who've said Nickelback, who've said like, Trump, get up out of me songs, will you? Yeah. And he's actually using Free of Taylor Swift's, and she said nothing. It's interesting because when she brought out that documentary in whatever it was, like 2018, 2019, Miss Americana, the whole thing about the documentary was her hard launching herself as a Democrat.
Mm.
And when this election was going on, she was backing Kamala and everything. Mm. So it's like, I don't think she's MAGA necessarily.
But her family are Republican background, aren't they?
Yeah, they're Republican background, but I feel like that was maybe... I guess like a little bit less I'm sure they still are Republican, but that was like less controversial before Trump was in doing his bits and his pieces.
Now you say you're Republican, it's more like, don't you care about people?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just wondering why. They've used three of her songs. The first, you probably know, you've probably heard it on Spin. It's The Fate of Ophelia.
It's kind of one of those things that once your music is available, you can't really have to use it.
Can you? Because like, obviously Olivia Rodrigo, you say Nickelback, say ABBA, I've all come out and be like, don't use my music.
They can come out and say, I don't agree with you using my music, but like,
he can still use the music.
Going to stop it. It's on Instagram.
They do stop it though. They have to take it down
Here's my question. Do they take down the entire song from Instagram catalogue? Like, how do they get it down off one video? It's just an archive of music.
Just remove the sound.
Yeah, I guess it's like the sound has been removed from this video or whatever. But okay, so that song, Fate of Ophelia, that's got all the lyrics like pledge allegiance to your hands, your teams, your vibes. And the video cuts to pictures of the US flag, Trump, Vance, and the first and second ladies.
Weird that he'd want to use a Taylor Swift song.
He only tweeted recently saying how much he hates her and what a sap she is. Anyway, next up, she used this song, Opalite.
What was going on in this video?
It was a video celebrating Melania Trump winning something called the Patriot of the Year Award.
I thought you meant the music video.
Who knows?
The Taylor Swift music video. You know, the one with Melania.
But it is controversial because in that song, Opalite, it's like everyone thinks that she's like kind of dogging on Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
And now it's being used to like showcase Melania Trump. It's just, it's very like, it's not very women supporting women, okay? Mm. And then finally, they used her song Father Figure.
Can I guess what this is?
Okay.
Did they use it in a video with Trump and Barron, or Trump and Eric, or Trump and DJ?
They just used, because there's a lyric in the song called "This." There's a lyric in the song that says "This empire belongs to me." They just riffed on the lyric with the caption "This empire belongs to President Donald J. Trump."
Oh, so it's nothing to do with the father figure thing.
Veiled, I know, and it should have, because the whole song is about how Taylor Swift is like the biggest person in the industry, and she can make deals with the devil and all this crap. I was like, why? The only reason I can think of is because the album color is orange. Trump is orange.
Very good.
You got it in one.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
The brilliant Ray and Where Is My Husband? This is Spin. So it was a big night on Saturday night, my first ever boxing match. I'm here and nothing's broken. All is well. But how did I do? Did I win? Did I lose? We will fill you in just after 8 o'clock this morning.
Exciting times. But first though, Dundrum & Ice is now open because it's Christmas!
Woohoo!
And we have tickets to give away. So Dublin's most iconic ice rink returns to Dundrum Town Centre.
And we are giving away 4 family passes to Dundrum on Ice. It's the ultimate winter experience. Whether you're out shopping or dining, there's always time to take a break and get your skates on.
Mm-hmm. You can get your tickets. They're available at onice.ie. But obviously, we have family passes to give away, not just this morning, but all week on the show. And with that in mind, Angela is there. Hello.
Hi, Angela.
Hiya.
We would love you to win with Dundrum on Ice this morning.
Basically, what you got to do is, we're going to give you an amount of time. You have to count in your head that amount of time. When you think you've reached that amount of time, you shout the word freeze. If you're within 1 second of that time that we've given you, you will win those tickets to Dundrum on Ice. Do you think that's something you can do?
Oh, I'll try.
Oh, Angela, I think...
when am I to stop again?
whenever you think you've reached the amount of time that we give you, it's very simple, okay? So say, for example, okay, if we gave you five, you'd have to count to five in your head and shout freeze. Do you know okay what I mean?
And don't worry, Angela, it's not a difficult time. It's 3 seconds. So when I say start the clock, just count in your head to 3 seconds. And when you think you've gotten there, shout freeze, like ice, that you will skate on. Okay, Angela? All right. I'm starting the clock in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Freeze.
Yes!
Yes! Thank God.
Angela!
3.56 seconds. Well
amazing
done.
Amazing. See, it's easy.
I'll be here all day.
The hardest thing is the explainer.
Yeah. Angela, congratulations. You've won with Dundrum on Ice.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a million.
Have a great day.
Bye. Also, there is Danielle. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, Danielle. You want to win with Dundrum on Ice?
Absolutely.
All right, Danielle, but we're going to give you an amount of time that you need to count to in your head. Once you think you've reached that amount of time, then you got to shout the word freeze, okay? If you do that within 1 second of the time that we've given you, you will win those passes to Dundrum on Ice. So say, for example, if we give you a time of 5 seconds, you got to count to 5 seconds in your head, shout freeze. If you're within a second of that, you win it. Does that make sense, Danielle?
Yeah.
All right. Best of luck.
It'll be absolutely grand. Good luck with it, girl.
Okay, Danielle, the time that you need to shout freeze at is 3 seconds. So when I say start the clock, just count to 3 seconds in your head, and when you think you're there, shout freeze, and we'll take it from there. Okay, Danielle?
We've got this.
We have. That is the spirit we need. 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Freeze.
Yes!
What was the time?
4.28 seconds.
Yes.
Come on. We'll
give her that. 4.28 of a second. Because do you know what? I think she said it at 4, but then it took you 0.28 of a second to click the button.
I think that's what it was.
Come on.
It's the Monday morning.
You're dead right. Danielle, the reason we're giving that to you is because producer Callum didn't want us to. He said no. He shook his head. Can you believe that? Danielle, congratulations. You are off to Dundrum on Ice. Have a fantastic day.
Well done, Danielle.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye. And more chances to win all this week on the show with Dundrum on Ice. A reminder, it is now open and we have tickets all this week to go.
Lads, you know, on your phone,
miracle,
it times the call. Just look at your phone.
That's what I was thinking just there.
Oh, smart.
C-Matt now. This is Spin. C-Matt and Euro Country. This is Spin, your number one hit music station.
Good morning. All right, to be honest, lads, I don't know how we've managed to, because it's living rent-free in my head, but we've managed to go a whole first hour of the show without speaking about the match yesterday. Okay, wow. Incredible day for the country. But on Friday, it was also an incredible day because we had just had a match the night before, which we had won, which we were never expecting to
against
win.
Against bloody Portugal.
So, the reason I'm kind of fuming that Emma has given away that is because on Friday, we played a song called Put 'Em Under Pressure, right? That song was then questioned by our boss, who texts producer Callum, is like, what the hell is this? Our boss is from Australia, so you got to kind of understand that.
Yeah.
So he didn't really understand what Put 'Em Under Pressure was. Now, I want to play Put 'Em Under Pressure again today. I think we deserve as a nation. 100%. We deserve to play it. So what we've decided to do is bring Boss Nick on. Good morning, Boss Nick. How are you?
Come around putting me on the spot, guys.
Yes, we are. So what we're going to do, Boss Nick, is you have 3 questions. You need to get every single one of them correct. Emma has just given you one of the answers. Okay, so you're already winning in my eyes. So here we go with question number one. Who did Ireland beat on Thursday?
Portugal.
Correct.
Would you have known that if I hadn't messed that up?
I would have, yeah. Now, hang on, can I just ask a quick question? If I get all these correct, does that mean you play the song or you don't play the song?
We don't play the song because we know you don't want us to. So here we go with question two. Who did Ireland beat yesterday?
Portugal, yeah.
And that is incorrect.
They thought, let's go one more time and just see.
You know what?
Portugal again.
Fancy another one.
Hang on a second. I thought we were setting me up for 3 of the same question here.
No. I said, who did Ireland beat on Thursday? You said Portugal, which was correct. I said, who did Ireland beat yesterday? You said Portugal, which was incorrect. Yesterday we beat...
yesterday...
who did we beat last night, Nick?
I don't know. What was the game?
It was another football game. Hungary. And finally, Boss Nick.
No, I didn't. I missed that one. Yeah,
who scored the hat-trick?
Oh, Parrott. That's Parrott. I know that. Yeah.
What's his first name?
Oh, Ryan.
Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Good morning.
Good morning.
God, I'm out the door with people asking me in the office, well, did you win? Did you win your fight on Saturday night? And I'm like, you have to wait.
Oh, we you'll have to listen in.
Reveal
all the reveal
on the show in a few minutes' time.
First, though, we were talking on Friday about our incredible win against one of the best teams. Well, not really one of the best teams, but a very good team, a much better team than us. And we were saying, why don't we play, put them under pressure? And we did. And the boss texted us and was like, what is this? Our boss is Australian. He doesn't really get the whole put them under pressure vibe. Do you know what I mean?
I was out with a load of English people last night. Jack's friends were over, and obviously people in the pub were singing put them under pressure. And they were like, this is brilliant. What is it?
Yeah. Very good. So we decided we'd play the song again today, given our win yesterday. Yeah. But we had the boss on before 8 o'clock, and we said, listen, if you answer all these three questions correctly, we won't play put them under pressure. So we asked him, who did Ireland beat yesterday? And he said, or who did Ireland beat on Thursday? And he said, Portugal. We said, correct. And then we said, who scored the hat trick? And he said, Parrot. And I said, what was Parrot's first name? And he said, Ryan. And we asked him, who did Ireland beat yesterday? And he said, Portugal. And I was like, no, we did not play them twice in a row.
Guys,
it
I'm
was
so
Hungary.
Scared. Like, we're actually going to the World Cup, kind of.
Yeah. What happens next? Can someone tell me what happens next?
We're not definitely going to the World Cup at all.
We have to do something on Thursday first.
We got to do something on, well, no, it's March. Thursday's a draw. So it's March is going to be the playoff. So we play against a couple of teams. Thursday is kind of, Tuesday's match is going to depend on what pot we're in. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday, the draw will happen.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay, we have a long way to go.
We do. We have at least, I'd say, three matches.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
What do you think? Like, because yesterday was kind of incredible. I slept with the whole bloody thing. I woke up, my phone was on fire.
We're a country that can kind of do anything, it seems.
Yeah.
After Portugal on Thursday and after Hungary yesterday, I'm never doubting us again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I'll tell you one thing. It was insane yesterday.
Choo, 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 beep, beep. Bandwagon. I love it. I am on. Irish football, yeah, huge fan. Yeah.
Oh, you've always been saying that.
I've always been saying that.
I've been following Troy Parrott's career since he was young.
Yeah.
Big
even
fan
as an Englishman. Come on, you boys and girls.
Get involved.
With no further ado, and I'm sure you'll hear a lot of this over the next while, the Republic of Ireland squad.
Happy Troy Parrott Day to all everyone who celebrates.
Put them under pressure. This is Spin.
We've qualified for the World Cup. Go and compete.
Pressure on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. What a day, what a country.
Guys, can I just quickly say, I think I am the closest degrees of separation to Troy Parrott in this room. His granddad was at my sister's wedding. he's at my sister's husband's godfather.
I have Troy Parrott's Q-zip.
I don't know.
What's your connection to Troy Parrott? I once saw him a call.
All right, we want to get you sorted and get you top of the leaderboards this week to win yourself the very exclusive The Money Can't Buy prize, the Fuzzy Charge Snooty.
Ooh, very nice. If you want to play at any point, then it's tricky in a WhatsApp right now to 087 711 103 and we will get you on at some point during the week.
That is exactly what Susan did, and now she's on the line. How was your weekend, Susan?
Fabulous, thank you. Not too bad, yeah.
What did you get up to?
Just dropping the kids to school this morning.
Oh, very, very good. Nice. All business there, Susan, it sounds like.
What are you up to for the rest of the day then?
We went for a lovely afternoon tea yesterday.
Oh, mini Sambos.
Mini Sambos and mini desserts. It was lovely.
And the kids behave themselves for an activity like that. They sit still and all and don't knock over the tray.
Mostly.
I really enjoyed that Susan just doing her own thing. We ask her how her weekend went, and she was like, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing today. And then we say, and what are you up to for today? And she goes, went for afternoon tea yesterday.
Oh, I love it, Susan. You're keeping us on our toes.
She's doing her own thing, and I really like that, Susan.
Me too. So here is how this is going to go, Susan.
Go easy, for God's sake. Go easy.
This is a brand new week, so the leaderboard, you will definitely be top of this morning, no matter what happens. We are about to put 55 seconds on the clock, and and we've got 10 questions that we have to ask you. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10, and that will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, and if you don't know the answer, obviously give it a guess. We know the answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10, so you might as well take a shot at it. If you top the leaderboard by Friday, you will win the brand new fuzzy charged Snooty to get cozy this winter. Wishing you the very, very best of luck, Susan.
Thank you.
Okay, Susan. All right, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Troy Parrott scored how many goals in yesterday's match?
3.
What is the fourth number in the Spin phone number?
8.
If you are happy, you are on cloud what?
9.
The word rhythm has how many letters?
6.
The war that ended in 1918 was World War what?
1.
How many milliliters are there in a centimeter? Millimeters.
100.
Stephen's Green 10. And the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre are in what Dublin postal district?
2.
The 2015 Quentin Tarantino film was called The Hateful What?
8.
What date in July do Americans celebrate Independence Day?
4th.
How many members were in Fifth Harmony when they were formed?
5.
Stop the clock.
Oh my gosh.
On the timer. Fabulous. Okay, how do you think you got on, Susan? Well, that was fairly intense.
Oh my God, I've no idea.
My heart was palpitating.
It really was. I don't know if it's my first day back or what, but that really, really, I felt under pressure.
Yeah,
well, so did I. Susan.
All right, Susan, well, let's see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Wow. Oh! Score of 8, Susan.
I'm going to say that's the highest we've had.
Yay!
So far.
you did really, really well, Susan.
Very that hard is an to get unbelievable that kind of result. Come that's straight awesome. Into it with a Monday on a Monday with a score of 8. We love it.
Let's go back and see what
Thank
you got
you.
Wrong. The fourth number in the Spin phone number is the number 7087 711 038.
Did we not say it enough?
I know. And the other one you got wrong was how many millimetres are there in a centimetre? We got an answer that is added to the Hall of Fame, where it's an answer that isn't between 1 and 10. You said 100 and the answer is in fact 10. That adds
along with o'clock.
Yes, so the Hall of Fame answers so far have been 12, 18 and o'clock.
Which is huge, my personal favourite.
And 100.
Yeah, and now 100. Well done, Susan. You've added to the Hall of Fame, which we really appreciate.
We do. You don't know Spin's phone number, but you know the lore of the tricky 10 on your fame, which is what really matters.
I love it. Susan, well done. You obviously topped the leaderboard, but 8 is a hard score to beat, so well done.
Cheers, hon. Have a good day.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Good luck.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
That's
right.
A good score to
it
start
is.
The week. Good. Really, really good score. But the thing is, right, even though it's a good score, it's a score of 8. She did max out her time. So if you listening think you can get a score of 8 in a shorter amount of time, because to be fair to Susan, she did kind of take a couple of seconds per
with
question.
Some of them. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if you think you can answer those questions within a shorter amount of time and still get an 8, you will top the leaderboard if you get an 8 in a shorter amount of time than Susan did. So, tricky in a WhatsApp right now. Our number, Susan, remember it, is 087-711-1038.
You could take on the tricky 10 tomorrow. You could get yourself a lovely, cozy, fully charged Snooty by the end of the week. And all the news about how it all went down, my first ever boxing match, it happened on Saturday night, but did I do the business? Did I bring it home? Find out after 8:30 this morning.
For now though, the attention must remain on me, because do you remember when I got married and all that? Was mad.
That
wasn't
feels
it?
Like 2 months ago.
Honestly, well, so much has happened since.
It was like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, it really was no time at all.
It just went I just feel like a year has passed in the last
I know.
Week.
There's been a lot going on in the country, here in studio and beyond. I got married about a week and a half ago, did the day two, did all the business.
It was an absolutely brilliant day. It was stunning.
It was fab. It was a bit of crack. And then
those train trips up now to Cork for that dress were well worth it.
Oh my God, beautiful. I'm so obsessed with the dress. Like I just look at it all the time and I'm like, I've never loved something I wore that much. But anyway, I'm not here to be a sap. But shout out of course to Ernest, who made the dress. Love you, Ernest. But after the wedding, for reasons unknown, I went and did a comedy/economics festival in Kilkenny.
That was the day after day two.
Yeah.
This was one of the strangest decisions I think you've made. You made some strange decisions in the lead up to this wedding.
I was.
But taking on a Saturday night gig after your wedding, before your honeymoon.
No.
Emma, strange.
There was four panels, four economics panels that I had to chair. Air quotes, heavy air quotes around that. I drove down to Kilkenny, God knows how. Obviously, I'm pregnant, so I wasn't going crazy at the wedding or anything, but that kind of makes you tired as well sometimes. Yeah. And so I arrived down at the festival. I had to chair a panel on ancient Rome, but it's handy. This festival is like the comedian doesn't actually need to know anything. It's you're with a panel of economists and they say stuff and you ease the tension by being like...
That is such a good concept.
It's honestly, it's a great festival.
Like, it sounds like you are the class clown.
Literally,
in school. That's what you have
to do. So good. I was on one about the Canadian economy. They did not like me. I was like, so what happens if America invades Canada? And this woman who was on the panel goes, I know you're trying to have fun, but that's not a laughing matter. I was like, okay, kind of my job here, lady. Oh, it was rough. But anyway, I'm here to talk about my honeymoon.
Why don't they just print more money?
I ask that every year. And they love it. But so after that festival, we got on the plane, came home. Well, we came home, packed a bag. I was honestly dead at this stage. Got on a flight and we went on our honeymoon. And I realised on this honeymoon just how much my husband, Dwayne, loves Lanzarote.
Okay.
Which is great because we were in Tenerife.
I was kind of like, I thought you went to Tenerife.
Handy start. So he's been to Lanzarote a million times. He goes a lot with his mum. He goes a lot with his friend Darren. I don't know if I should be concerned about those trips. Me and him have gone twice together. And then I said, do you know what? There are other countries. Like, can we go elsewhere? We're not 95.
There are other countries. Yeah, let's see the world. And go to Tenerife.
Well, no. For this, I was like, let's just go somewhere that's hot in November. Like, that's hard to find. Okay, so we get off the plane, right, just landed, stepping off into the Tenerife heat and obviously onto a bus that takes us to the actual airport because we've landed about 10 miles away. You know. And Dwayne, the first thing he says is, we could get a ferry to Lanzarote in 17 hours.
Not impressed with the 10-minute bus ride already. Imagine. They wouldn't do this to me in Lanzarote. It's my honeymoon. It's El Honeymuno.
Famously. So we're walking around the strip, like kind of looking at what's on offer in the bars. And you know, like when you go to like one of these places on holidays, there'd be like a certain brand of drink that you can buy, big frosty vessel of for $150 or whatever. And he was like, oh, it's that drink here in Lanzarote, it's that one. And I was like, oh my God, shut up. So we're out for dinner, and you know when you're like in Lanzarote or Tenerife or wherever you are, and you get those little canary and potatoes with the orange and green sauce. And Dwayne was like, oh, you want to make sure they're actually nice ones, because when I was on, and he just started calling it the other canary in Ireland, because I was like, shut up about Lanzarote. He was like, some places we had them and they just tasted like unwashed little spuds, like they're not actually seasoned or anything. And I was like, okay, well, Lanzarote doesn't sound that great then.
One to Tenerife.
Yeah, and then we went for a buffet breakfast, then down to the pool, which is kind of like what you do on holidays.
Yeah.
And Dwayne was like, oh, when I'm on the other Canarian island, sometimes I like to go for a swim in the sea before we go for breakfast. So can we do that? And I was like, yeah, no bother. The beach was right beside our hotel. So we go down to the beach. This man takes, I'm going to say, 19 minutes to get into the sea. We'd missed the buffet breakfast and he was like, oh, it's way stonier and choppier here than it is on the other Canary Islands. And honestly, there was like, this is the last thing, there was like these little like soap gift packs.
Yeah.
And it was like soap from all the Canarian Islands. And at this point, he was barred from saying any of them. And he was like, oh, look, it's soap from Tenerife, Fuerteventura, Gran Canaria, La Palma, La Gomera, El Hierro, and nowhere else. He is a man obsessed. I'm never going to Lanzarote again. I'm never going to any of the islands with him. But it was a great trip.
Married life is really good.
It's starting off well, anyway.
Really well. If you mention the word Lanzarote,
maybe me and Dwayne will go to Lanzarote.
He's always looking for recruits.
Get this man to Lanzarote pronto.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Okay.
Oh, finally.
It's happening.
Finally, we can reveal.
Okay, so Saturday night, my first ever boxing match. It happened. I've been doing boxing just for fitness, completely non-contact, for about a year and a half. And the boxing academy that I have been doing that with, Heaton Boxing Academy, they offer the opportunity for people to step into the ring if people want to. And they do these kind of like fight camps, training camps. which is what I've been doing for the last 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. Now, in the lead up to this, you helped me out here a lot. You listening picked my walkout song. You picked my boxer nickname. And I have to say, I was like, oh, get your head in the game. Well, High School Musical is going to suck on the night. It was great crack.
It sounded so good.
Really fun.
Let's hear it from Emma. Fully charged. No! Here she is. That's her from Emma.
Come on, Emma.
It's so funny, like it's such a blur.
Do you know what was disappointing? Emma just walked up the aisle.
Yeah.
Just walked. There was no shadow boxing. There was no like, you know, a bit about her. There was no like, you know, ego there or anything. And I was like, come on, Emma, give us something. This is such a, you know, kind of a song.
I have never been as nervous as I was.
But then I was
Saturday.
Like, if I was taking part in this, I would be getting sick up the aisle.
Yeah, head down.
I vomited twice on Saturday. I was so nervous. I woke up and it was the first time. Because it's funny, because the last few weeks, obviously I've been like, yeah, I'm a bit nervous, but I didn't actually physically feel it that much.
Mm. Yeah.
But I woke up Saturday and I was like, I was really edgy. I was off. I was like really anxious. I was like, oh crap. Like,
it's just one of those things
happening.
You're like, you're waiting for it all day.
Yeah.
Callum.
It was such a long day.
Your boyfriend Jack was also fighting later on in the evening and he came out with swagger.
He really
was ready.
It was so
for
much
it.
To the point where he, when he got in the ring, the trainer went up to him and was like, focus. Jack was just loving it. Like.
To do. Jack was just on the runway.
So we kick off, and the girl that I'm teamed up with is a girl called Karen, and we've been on great over the last few weeks. Guys, on the show last week, I said, what do I bring her? Like a good luck card, like maybe chocolates. Dave and Colin Fiona were like, you can't do that. That's
God's
ridiculous.
Yeah, come on. Like,
she said, I've something for you. No.
She said.
She gave me a box of chocolates.
No. Oh, she heard. Did she hear?
I said, we were talking about this in the show during the week. She was like, oh, no, I didn't know that.
Ah,
oh,
she's trying to get in your head.
Yeah. This fight games.
Was this before the fight?
Yeah.
Oh, she's trying to get in your head.
She should just be giving you a box. Yeah. No chocolates. That's what we're there for.
So we get into the ring, round one, bing, bang, bong. Exactly what I was advised not to do, I did. I've been told for 10 weeks, don't give it all too early. Don't give it all too early. Karen's great. She's got a lot of patience. Don't give it all too early. I gave round one, I think I got straight in there and
okay.
I was
so.
Ready to go.
Okay, round one thought, Emma, the balance is a little bit off, so future you, I'm sure you already know that, but what I'm going to say is you look confident. Show to she, that's the only problem. You're absolutely killing it. I know you're nervous, but you're doing a brilliant job.
Emma's being too polite. She even gave the girl a little hug at the end of the round. I think she needs to drop that.
A lot of people said it was the kindest fight of the night.
You did have a quick cuddle. Yeah. After
what were you thinking when you were you nervous seeing me do it?
Yeah, I was nervous. Like when the first fight went on, you weren't even on. You were on fourth, and when the first fight went on, I was like, oh, I'm so nervous. By you, I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. As soon as you got in the ring, I was like, do you know what? You have it. Your balance was a little bit off in the first round, and I was like, oh, I think she's gonna realize that when she talks to the coach after the first round, she'll come back into the second round. Fighting.
Yeah.
That's what I like. I like when you get to have the tender moments with your coach between rounds.
They
and they gently
on.
Take your mouth guard out and say, good job, sweetie. And they give you some water.
You were really trying to boost morale then in the room. I could hear the chants. Fair play to you. Cool. It was honestly so cool.
Could you hear it?
Of course I could.
Oh, that's good.
A bit of a blur, but yeah, you could hear it. Apparently my mom was like, I can't watch. Oh, I can't watch. Hands up, covering her eyes. And the same woman was like, Emma! I actually, it was really sweet. I looked down and my dad had like walked up from where he was sitting and was just standing right next to the ring over in the corner from mine. So I could see him in my peripheral vision and I was like, don't get emotional. I don't know what you're doing. So we move on. Round two, kind of, I think, got into a bit of a flow at that point.
Yeah. She's found the confidence. She's really going on the attack. The other person's quite going on the defence. Emma's killing it. Emma absolutely smashed that second round.
Yeah, there was a bit of fire in her there. I saw her go for the jab, which, as I know from my one boxing class, is an excellent tactic. And I think she's going to be taking it home.
I don't really know how to commentate.
I was really proud of you after the second round. I was like, yeah, she has this.
You were so good. Sorry, I'm like breathless in those clips because I was just so excited.
It was a lot of pressure also on us because we had to be the best support act.
We did.
I know.
Even because, like, as you were saying, even in the first match, who we had no skin in the game, we didn't care about those people at all. We were already so nervous. Yeah. By the time it got to you, it was just so intense.
We were at that moment, the little moment after the second round.
Yeah.
And I had no idea how I was doing. No clue. Because the thing about it is, as soon as you take a punch, you think, I suck and I've lost this.
No.
But you never feel the impact of what you're throwing.
Of course.
You just feel the impact of what you're getting and you're like, oh, I'm getting battered.
That's a really good
isn't that
point.
A metaphor
you know
for
what
life?
I mean? Yeah. But basically, yeah, I kind of got the insight that if I keep it up, it should be all good.
Right.
It should be mine.
Okay.
So, did I do the business? Did I bring it home? We get into the third round and I'm pretty tired at this point. Okay.
Yeah.
That is what we're about to reveal next. Did I do it or did I crash out
next?
In the third?
I have to wait longer to tell it.
Oh my God. I'm calling
I
off.
I promise. All will be revealed.
Recharge.
Now, I will finally reveal for once and for all how I got on when I took on my first ever boxing match on Saturday night.
It was a proper thing as well. It was three, 2 minute rounds and it was a lot.
It was serious.
And was it so well run? The whole thing was like proper, like pro. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It was a great night. Yeah, really. Now get to the results.
We did do an Insta poll as well beforehand. But we took a picture of Emma in the boxing ring and we said, who do you think Emma's going to win her boxing match?
Oh, yeah.
92% of people said Emma would win.
Oh, that's really nice.
8% said you'd lose, including our very own spin presenter, Jack Keating, was in that category, said he would lose.
Very much not shout out to Jack this morning.
Listen, sorry. Life is a roller coaster.
Yeah, just got to ride it, I guess. But hey, is that the guy that was in Love Island for like 10 seconds?
The jabs don't stop.
Okay, let's get to this. Round one was all right. Round two, I think I had
better.
It in the bag.
Yeah.
Round three, you got tired.
I got tired.
Yeah.
It was a draw.
Mm. Yeah, it was a do you remember that thing we were talking about for the last 8 weeks? Yeah, it was a draw. It was a draw.
There was no winner. It was two winners technically, but also it was a draw.
It was a draw.
There was two winners, but there was no winners.
There was no winner at all, actually. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Didn't know that was possible.
Anyway, thanks for your support for the last 10 weeks.
Do you know what? I think we need to, like, at some point we need to figure out a way to get a winner because that's such an anticlimax. I can't deal with it. I need closure. And I just need to find out if Emma Nolan's a winner or a loser. And either way, I'm fine with it. I'll still love you.
I'd prefer to have lost.
No, because it would be some sort of. Can we do a recount or like when you get your leave insert results retested or something? Can we go back in there?
There was a professional photographer there on the night, and yesterday the lads like sent the Google Drive link. You know, you can go through and see.
Yeah.
And there was a photo of me as soon as it's announced as a draw, and they put both of her hands in the air, and I just look at Karen and I'm like, my face is so confused. I was like, I didn't even know this could happen.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was going to happen either.
Yeah, because she absolutely took the third round. And it was like, apparently we were kind of drew the first round. I had the second round. She 100% had the third round.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah. Because there'd just been a draw in the match before yours. Yeah, just that. And I was thinking, oh, if that happens for Emma, it'd be raging.
Callum. Robert's just messaged on WhatsApp. You both lost.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel better, Emma?
Thank you very much. I really
appreciate
that.
And what did you do Saturday, Rob?
It's Love Island for 10
seconds.
Well, you know what? I might do it again next year. We do the same. We'll talk about it for 10 weeks and then I'll draw again.
Perfect. No. Let's start talking about it now. Emma's doing her second ever Fox.
I know, fair play. And thanks so much for coming, guys. That really meant a lot to me.
Of course, we loved it.
It was very emotional yesterday.
Hey. I'd say so. On it, on it, on it. Let's go!
David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, morning.
Good morning. How are you? I'm obviously just home from my honeymoon, not to mention it again. But isn't coming out, you know this, Emma, isn't coming home so much easier from holidays when you have a dog?
Oh,
like, you're
yeah.
just not sad about it at all.
No, you're excited. Like, where was Danish while you were away?
She was with a new minder. That was a bit of the controversy as well. Because I just feel like the minder that we usually send her to kind of get how obsessed we are with her and send really newsy updates and like loads of videos and like really big detail about
yeah.
her sleep cycle, her poos, everything. You know, the kind of thing that you want to know when you're on holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that we left her with this time were kind of, we were like, hey, like, how was she through the night? And they were like, good.
Oh my God.
Like, any pictures?
And that would like, make me feel yeah. really on edge. I hate that.
It was yeah. honestly.
Which is so funny because you, like, if I was minding the dog and the person yeah. was like, any pictures, I'd be like, what the, why do they want a
would
picture of their
really?
Own dog? Yeah, I'm like, why do they want a picture
we
of their own dog?
We want to see what they're doing. And like, the picture was just of her in the exact same place every day. Yeah. I was like, is this even a new picture?
What more do you want? Like, in my head, it's like, yeah, the dog is still alive.
Here's Danish on a walk. Here's Danish sniffing another dog.
But you
bum.
Know what the dog Here's looks Danish like.
I know.
I know.
We
you
miss
need
her.
To see. You need to see.
We
I
miss
was,
our girl.
My mum and dad talked to Seamus, my dog, yesterday because we're actually away to Jack and I are heading to Krakow tomorrow for a few days.
Unreal.
So I'm not going to be able to pick Seamus up until like next Monday, just the way it's working out. And I'm like, what am I going to do without him for a week? He was barely gone, and I was like, how's the journey? How did
exactly.
he get on?
Exactly. You they just want to know.
My
like,
mom gave a
your
great
baby.
Update. She said, he whinged a bit in the car, then he calmed down. First stop when we arrived home was bring him to the beach. He had a good run around the beach and now he's hanging out with their own dog.
Now,
I was like, that's
that,
lovely.
That is the he's level happy. Of detail we need, people. Dog
you.
Minders listening, please give that level
I text
of detail.
I text after 4 days, dog's still alive.
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, morning.
I think we're definitely at that point where people are just totally fatigued by AI. I know people seem to like have a good relationship with their ChatGPT and chat to it like it's a friend and that stuff. But
I think
another,
it has its uses. I'll it say has, that. Yeah. I think it has its uses.
I think where it doesn't have a use anymore is like people being confused about what they're seeing on social media.
Yep.
Creativity just being in the bin, constantly
deep
looking
fakes.
At random deepfake videos. Like even, you know, people are talking about, God, can we just have some kind of setting where you can be like, I don't want to see anything AI.
Yeah.
But look, it's moving into the music world as well at this point. And a new study was done by Weezer. And they basically revealed, they spent, I say, a few quid on this big study just about how people are dealing with the kind of fake songs.
Oh my God. No, sorry. I could talk about this for hours. I listen to my Discover Weekly every week and I look forward to hearing some new music. And sometimes I hear something and go, that sounds weird. Something sounds off about that thing. And I'll go into the band and it's complete AI band, complete AI graphics. Everything has been done by AI and I hate it. I want to throw the phone a mile away. I
so
hate
frustrating.
It.
That's shocking that that's on Spotify.
But do you know like why they do AI. It? It's because Spotify, are you're listening to that. They don't have to pay anything.
That is awful. Boycott.
That's so wrong.
Boycott.
That is so wrong. Well, the worrying thing about this survey, and I don't know, maybe we'll get better at it in time, but 97% of people who took on this survey could not tell the difference between
Stop.
An AI song
really?
And a human-made song. So there's this very like strong demand now for labeling, transparency, artist protection in this kind of new world. But I'd like to just kind of walk you through four songs,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I want you to tell me if you think that they are AI generated or if they are real.
Okay. I think I'd be quite good at this.
Okay. Listen very closely to song number one, which is absolutely huge on Spotify at the moment.
But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Okay. I don't think that's AI.
You don't think that's AI.
Don't
what makes you think that?
I don't know. Country's huge at the moment. Like,
Yeah.
I just feel like I can maybe hear his voice be a little bit.
I'm going to say because country's huge, it is AI. Because
okay.
I'd say they were like, oh, let's write a country, let's do a country one.
Well, I can tell you in that case, that is a real song.
Yes.
Oh.
I called Tucker Westmore. The song is called Wind Up Missing You. How about this one?
We're all just sparks in the midnight sky. Fading out slow, saying goodbye. So pour that whiskey, let it burn fine. Laugh at the scars that prove I'm alive. We're all just living.
Mm-hmm. I I think it's real again because I think the lyrics are not. The lyrics are too decent to be AI.
Think?
Yeah,
I was thinking they're not great. Sorry, I'm slating all these artists.
No, that's all right. It could be completely AI, but I thought I'd be good at noticing it. Maybe I am. I don't think it's AI. I think that's a real song.
You think it is AI? Okay, Dave, you're wrong, Fiona, you're right. That is fake. That is fake. That's an AI band called Breaking Rust who have yet to reveal their identity as and who's behind them.
See, that's what's annoying. I want to know straight away before the song starts, this is an AI. And then it's play. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, because then I can go next.
Yeah, exactly. Move on. This one.
I ain't bitter, just broken in places you can't see. How was I supposed to know if he ain't teach me?
All right, guys, what are you saying? Yeah. Is this song AI or is it real?
I think
it's that famous AI artist.
You're absolutely spot on. That is Zanny Amane, who is a completely fake AI artist and scarily huge support and following, which is just so strange.
So
final one this morning. Real or AI, guys?
It's AI. It's like, hey, will you sample Imagine Dragons?
Vibe? Yes. Okay. Yeah, I think so too.
Well, again, that one was actually real.
Was
it? That's a country artist called Jelly Roll and a song called Liar. Lads, this word, it's like, isn't this is the point?
I don't
understand why people are getting so confused.
My apologies to Jelly Roll.
Such a good name, isn't it? Here's Alex Warren at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. Did anyone hear about the, you know, Sky Sports trying to do really right by feminism and then ended up doing the complete opposite?
I have not heard about this
have
at all.
Have you not? Okay, this is amazing.
Consider me intrigued.
This was a new account set up by Sky Sports and they were calling it Halo. Okay, so Sky Sports Halo. And basically the whole premise of it was a new TikTok channel created specifically for female sports fans, right? So they say, we're all about sport and championing female athletes. We're here for the culture, community and connection. We don't just watch sports, we live it, okay? Right. And then they said, introducing Sky Sports Halo, the lil sis of Sky.
No.
No, they didn't.
That's what they called it, right? That is tip of the iceberg.
The lil sis
of Sky Sports. All right. So what they started doing was posting iconic moments from sport.
Yeah.
And captioning it with what they thought women would understand.
No, not Yas Queen.
There was a goal. I think it was Haaland. I think it was his hat trick. It was his third goal. And it was a fantastic moment in the match.
Oh no.
From a couple of weeks ago. And they posted the video. And they captioned it.
Oh, stop.
How the matcha plus hot girl walk combo hits.
What?
Yep.
They said what, Dave?
How the matcha and hot girl walk combo hits.
I'm actually annoyed now.
I know we do this sometimes, like with sport, but we're allowed.
Yeah, you're allowed.
We're having a laugh.
It's 100% a 40-year-old man captioning that.
Sorry.
So they posted a video of Haaland scoring a goal and put the caption as how the matcha plus hot girl walk combo hits because that's what they think women like.
But Haaland is a man.
Haaland is a man.
So this is a sports channel.
Yes.
It's still showing male sports, but it's just got subtitles for girls.
It's that thing where it's like, hey, how do we make Sky Sports, you know, better for women? And it's like, hey, why don't we, you know, post more women's sports? And Sky Sports are like, nah, let's just post the men's sports.
On a
and just like,
channel.
You know, girly it up.
My God, that's
Do you remember when the New York mayoral election was going on and Mam Dani won?
Yeah.
And he was asked by Sky Sports, he said, oh, hi, or it's actually Sky News was there at the press conference and he said, hi, it's Alan from Sky News or whatever. And Zara Mamdani was there and he was like, oh my God, sorry, I didn't hear a thing you said because you said you're from Sky News and I'm a big fan of Arsenal.
Right.
And so the Sky Halo posted that video and they captioned it, thinking about when Zara Mamdani rizzing us up and Arsenal up.
Never Arsenal and up. It's happened so many times. Just never say it together because it's not good.
There was a comment left on one of the videos where they were being like quite sexist. Like, let's be real. It was trying to be feminist and then it just ended up being the opposite. But someone was like, I can't believe this is what you think female sports fans like. And Halo responded, can't believe you brought this kind of energy.
Sorry. This is so bad.
Anyway.
Like, I don't even know how I feel right now. I'm annoyed and it's funny and I just don't know how. Like, that's so poor.
It's actually awful.
Two days later, they posted a TikTok Our intention for Halo was to create a space alongside our existing social channels for new, young female fans. We've listened, we didn't get it right. As a result, we're stopping all activity on this account. We're learning and remaining as committed as ever to creating spaces where fans feel included and inspired.
Stay woke, kings.
So what I've done is I've come up with some incredible moments from men's sport.
Okay.
But I've girlified them.
Thanks, Dave.
Just
for
you.
Dave.
So I want you to tell me what the sport moment was. The cute bird guy scored three times like Chuck scored Blair and Gossip Girl and then again and then again.
That would have been Troy Parrott last night.
Troy Parrott, well done.
When they beat Hungary.
You would have been
Budapest.
A first follower of Sky
Halo.
Oh
my God, well done, Ems.
When he caught the ball like it was the last Zara clutch bag and suddenly the whole world hated him. So not a vibe.
Oh, when he caught the last one. I don't know. Thierry Henry.
Thierry Henry handball. Well done, Fiona.
Hey, I know stuff.
And finally, when the cute Irish guy finally got the perfect green jacket to match the rest of his wardrobe.
Was that some sort of Olympic thing?
Green jacket?
Rory McIlroy.
Well done, you got this.
Wow, now we get sports.
Now you get sports.
I feel satisfied by my performance now.
Yeah.
You better,
thanks,
Emma.
Halo.
Here's Ed Sheeran. This is Sapphire. You are listening to Spin. And all this week, we want to send you to the Gaiety Panto.
It's no ordinary panto. It's the Gaiety Panto.
Oh, yes, it is. And this year, it is Beauty and the Beast. And the biggest travesty of all is that Dave has never seen it.
I know the Beauty and the Beast.
If you didn't know that, we'd be in trouble. You don't even know about Gaston.
Oh, the candle.
No!
The other candle, no? Candle holder?
Oh my God, he's the best villain of all time.
He's the villain.
You can get your tickets for Beauty and the Beast from Ticketmaster, but every day this week, we've got a family pass. That is four tickets to give away. So we've been asking people today to answer the phone with a very specific phrase.
Mm-hmm. If you don't do that, unfortunately, we're going to have to move on. So were you listening a few minutes ago?
It's behind you!
Yes!
Oh, spot on,
oh
Michelle.
My God, Michelle.
Oh, wait, hold on. I should have answered with this. Oh, no, it's not.
I actually was really hoping it was you.
She said she's done with that. She's not entertaining with any more.
Michelle, congratulations. You have just won yourself four passes to see Beauty and the Beast at the Gaiety Panto.
Yay! Well done, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
You're so
Are you a
well.
Panto stan? This isn't your first time or anything?
No, we love the panto. And we actually, you were saying there about January, we always go on New Year's Day, which is kind of our little tradition.
Really?
Our
that's a really nice time to go.
Better way to kick off the new year.
All right, well, congratulations, Michelle. Those four passes are all yours. Enjoy Beauty and the Beast.
See you,
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Bye, Michelle.
Talk to you later. If you would like to win your way too, we're going to give you the chance just after 7:30 tomorrow morning on the show. Just like that. You might as well lean into it, lads.
Ah, yeah.
Limbo is a coming.
It's happening no matter what.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Oh, have you missed hearing from me at the part of the show where I get to say whatever
Fiona's
I want? I know.
Thoughts.
Yeah, you guys haven't had it. And I thought I'd wait till now. You've probably been waiting the whole show being like, did that scabby bitch not get us a present on holidays?
Oh!
I've waited till now because they're not very good.
You've waited till now to say, no, we didn't get you anything.
I know I didn't. And good luck to you.
It was your honeymoon. It wasn't really, for me, it wasn't a holiday.
Exactly. It was a honeymoon. I was decompressing.
How much he loves
that island that we're nowhere near. At least if you're going to talk about an island you love, talk about Ireland. Be a bit patriotic, for God's sake. So
they were in
Tenerife
on the podcast,
and he loved Lanzarote.
So I really didn't know what to get. So Callum, I got you a Capri Sun.
Thank you.
It's so nice.
You give Capri Sun energy.
The flavour is Mystic Dragon.
So there you go. So it's a good flavour.
That's like you.
Like,
you are a Mystic Dragon.
You are so mystic. And then I was like, Emma, what do I get her as well? So I got you a Capri Sun.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Someone check the mating because they're definitely made in like Offaly or something.
No, you can't get these flavours here.
Oh, I haven't had a Capri Sun
on the Canary Islands. And then I was like, Dave, what does Dave love?
I hope it's Capri Sun.
What does he always be talking about, saying he wants? So I got you a Capri Sun.
Yes!
What flavours did you get?
I got Kirsch Carice.
You got cherry.
Were you nervous kind of bringing them home that they'd explode?
Only thought about that when we got to the airport. On like the first day of honeymoon, I was like, I can't think about presents. I'm just getting all the lads Capri Suns because there's really fun flavours over here. Yeah. And then the night before, we bought the 3 Capri Suns. And then we arrived at the airport and Dwayne was like, we've just put 3 Capri Suns in our check-in luggage. Like, they're going to be everywhere. Why didn't we just buy them in the airport?
Yeah.
But no, they survived.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
These Capri Suns are German.
Oh, well. And I paid the import charge and all. Yeah. And yous are welcome.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, so you're
problem,
so good.
Guys. Get into
it. Really, really tough to poke the thing in because it's a paper straw, but hold on.
Because it's all gone woke now.
That is the best Capri Sun I've ever had.
Are you joking? Because I had the cherry flavour and I was so like, that is awful.
I love it.
It's very sweet.
I
didn't try Soup Dragon or whatever one you have.
I honestly think that these presents are better than Dave's ducks that you bought.
I spent €30 on them.
And
you can buy those ducks from Pavilion Shopping Centre where you can't get these.
You can't get these unless you're going to Germany.
That was the biggest mistake of my life. Spending £30 on ducks that I could have got for £2.50.
Beyonce, Break My Soul on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. This in a little while ago.
Hey, morning Spin. Come here. I missed the results of Emma's fight. Can you repeat it for us, please?
Oh, you don't want that.
Go on, Dave. Really excited. Would you announce the news? How did I get on Saturday?
Yeah, she drew.
It was a draw. There were both winners.
So,
and losers.
A winner. Boxing thing.
We'll see you back here first thing in the morning.
Good luck.
Bye.